Unit 7A, Health and Safety. Listening.
Okay, let me have a look at it. Yes, that looks nasty. So how did it happen?
Well, it's stupid, really. I was trying to fix the light in my office.
But that's a job for maintenance.
I know, but I told them about it days ago and nothing happened, so I thought I'd try.
Well, you really must be more careful. There are very strict guidelines here about that kind of thing, and if you have an accident, the company doesn't have to accept responsibility, you know.
I know, but the light kept going on and off all day. It was driving me crazy.
So what happened? Did you fall?
Well, I couldn't reach the light, so I climbed onto my desk, and then I lost my balance and fell.
And you banged your head?
Ouch! Yes, I caught it on the edge of a filing cabinet.
Do you feel sick or dizzy?
No, but it really is hurting a lot now. Will I need any stitches, do you think?
No, it's quite a small cut, really. I'll just clean and dress it. We needn't bother about stitches, but it is a nasty bump, though. Are you taking any medication at the moment?
No.
Right. Here are some painkillers. Take two of these 3 times a day for the next 2 or 3 days. But you mustn't drink alcohol while you're taking them.
Okay.
And pop in tomorrow sometime and I'll have another look at it.
Thanks. See you tomorrow.
Unit 7B. Rights at work. Listening. 1.
I didn't really feel I was abusing the system. I mean, everybody does it. Just a few small things, really. A fax here, a few photocopies there. I felt it was justified. After all, I did do a lot of unpaid overtime, and I took work home with me. They seemed really pleased with my performance, so I honestly didn't think they'd mind.
2.
My boss didn't mind if I arrived a couple of minutes late in the morning, but if I wanted to leave on time, well, that was a completely different story. Well, after 6 months, I just had enough of it, working late every day of the week. So one day I told him straight, I'd only work the hours I'd agreed in my contract.
3.
I was having problems because I just couldn't seem to prioritise my work and organise my time. So I suppose it looked to my boss as if I couldn't do the job. But it's ridiculous, really. I could do it, but I just couldn't seem to keep up with the workload. And this was a place where results were everything.
4.
I knew my turn would come soon, but I hated the whole idea of spending 3 hours in the car every day just getting to work and back. It was okay for some of the others. I mean, they lived nearer the new site. But if I'd had to work overtime, I'd never have got home before 9 o'clock. Well, in the end, I just couldn't do it, and I wouldn't do it, and that's what I told them.
5.
I suppose they didn't want to carry me any longer. I think people just got fed up with having to cover for me and take on all my work when I was away. But it seems a pretty poor show to sack someone for something that isn't their fault. I mean, no one wants to be ill, do they?